Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the Red Sox head toward their third last-place finish in four seasons, general manager Ben Cherington is stepping down. His decision comes after the team hired Dave Dombrowski as its new president of baseball operations. To take a closer look at this shakeup, we're joined by Dan Shaughnessy. He's a columnist for the Boston Globe. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Deb.
So let's start with Cherington's decision to leave. Why?
Well, he's being fired. I mean, they can parse this any way they want to, but he has a guaranteed contract at least through next season, maybe a year beyond that, and he'll find a job. He's been there a long time, since 1999, but the notion that he's voluntarily stepping down is a little bit absurd to me, but this is the way they prefer to parse out uncomfortable truths.
If he's been there since 99, is the Red Sox record at this point an issue here with Cherington?
Well, you're always as good as the last season, and you know, the last two have been bad for them, and they really need to take baseball operations in another direction. They're hiring a really good man in Dave Dombrowski. It was a chance to get this guy who's suddenly available. He was let go by the Tigers a couple of weeks ago, so the Red Sox pounced, and I think that's a good thing.
So it wasn't any sort of bad blood between Cherington and Dombrowski?
Oh, no. I mean, they would have just dealt with one another over the years with their respective organizations, but I don't think Ben wanted to stay under these conditions no matter what, but he's pretty much having his power stripped, and it's time for him to move on, and that's what he's doing.
Why was Dombrowski let go?
They've had, they've spent a lot of money in Detroit. The owner, Mike Ilitch, was getting up there in years, wanted to win a World Series. They didn't. They came close, and it started to come apart for them. This year at the trading deadline, they became sellers, not buyers, and the team's floundering, and it's not been what they had hoped there, and I think that they all knew it was going to end by the end of the season with Dave in Detroit, and it got expedited a couple weeks ago.
Do you think that Ben Cherington's fate was pretty much sealed when Larry Lucchino said he was stepping down?
Very hard to connect those dots. There's a lot of transition going on in the Sox front office. It's pretty clear that John Henry and Tom Werner were interested in changing things, shaking things up, and they've got that now. Lucchino's gone, Cherington is gone, and they're operating in a new direction.
So you think we'll see any more changes?
Well, the thing we don't know is about the manager, and that's been complicated by the fact that John Farrell, the manager, it was announced Friday, has cancer and has started treatment yesterday. He is not serving out the rest of the year. He will hopefully be healthy enough to be manager next spring. Whether or not the new regime elects to keep him in that position remains to be seen.
What do you think fans might see in terms of Dombrowski's influence on the field? Do you think we'll notice anything?
That's a good question. I mean, it's a very inflexible roster. They've committed a lot of dollars to older players, Ramirez and Sandoval, the people, the free agents they brought in. And their pitching staff is a mess. They've committed some dollars to some of those people. So he's got a lot of work to do. It does not have the roster flexibility you would like. The farm system is good. There are good young players. They have money to spend. This can be corrected in a quick way, and I expect that it will.
All right. Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.